Mr. Anderson?
Here.
Mr. Killian?
Here.
Mr. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Sykes. And Commissioner Kilkenny? Here.
And Liz Peterson is arriving late.
Arriving late.
Yep.
So can we go ahead and start with the five of us?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Are you recording?
Yes.
Stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
People have a chance to review and okay with the minutes, April of 25th.
I'll make a motion, we approve the minutes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Good evening, my name is John Kilkenny. I'm the Vice Chair of the Morrow County Planning Commission, and I'll be presiding over the meeting tonight. Persons who would wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed towards the applicable criteria. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes an appeal to the Board of Commissioners on that issue. Please sign the sheet in the back of the room and make note in chat if you're participating via Zoom. If you'd like to present testimony, please speak only when identified by the chair and begin by giving your name, spelling of your name and address. If you have exhibits for our consideration, please provide a copy to the staff. If you would like to request the commission to hold open the record or continue the hearing, you must make that request before the public portion of the hearing is closed. This concludes the introduction. And so we're going to begin the meeting tonight by the first item on the agenda and call this hearing to order. And the first item on the agenda continued from April 25th, meeting conditional use permit compliance review CUPN 339-19. Cesar Andrade, applicant, and Victor Nunez, owner.
And that's Katie.
So, the order of the hearing is, first of all, we call for any conflicts of interest from the commissioners. Hearing none, we'll call for the staff report.
Thank you. Chair Kilkenny and Katie Keeley will give you the staff report on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
And it's again follow-up for the April 25th, 2023 meeting, and is conditional use permit North 33919 to Cesar Andrade for the address of 1032 Wagon Wheel Loop. And at the April 25th meeting, the commissioners had requested that we attempt to make contact with the property owners, and the memo that was sent out in the packet goes through those contacts, and there will also be pictures put up throughout me going over the memo. Stephen's going to be putting those up of the property, as well as some pictures that I had taken while out on site visits. It is for home occupation. Original request was storage of two semi-trucks that would be exiting the property once per week, and to allow several smaller farm trucks that would operate 1 month out of the year during harvest. Over the past couple of years, the planning department has received numerous complaints in regards to the trucking business, semi-traffic, and operating of a repair shop. We've conducted several on-site visits and with the landowner. The planning department has determined that this permit is not in compliance with the conditions of approval listed below. Condition one was operates related to this permit should not interrupt the area. Condition two, all heavy equipment and truck traffic shall be placed between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Or, excuse me, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., consistent with the Morrow County Ordinance for noise. And condition five, any person employed with the location will be limited to immediate family members. On after the 25th, April 25th, 2013 hearing, a letter was sent out about the continued compliance review that would be for tonight. On May 18th, I established with Celine Andrade, the homeowner or property owner's daughter, the correspondence that they would prefer in Spanish or English, and they advised that they would prefer both. It's in Spanish and English. I set up a meeting to have with them here on June 6th at 11 a.m. at the Planning Department. The meeting with Celine Andrade and Caesar, we discussed the conditions that had been placed in 2019, and they were unsure on how they would meet the original permit without having to close the repair shop. Caesar was advised that they would need to meet the conditions of the original permit to be able to continue with the conditional use permit. Caesar requested a meeting with a planner to discuss the possibility of applying for a change of the property zone. On 6/12/23, Dave Thatcher, the BPA compliance officer, responded to an inquiry that I had with the BPA in regards to the BPA easement that runs through the Andrade's property. And a shop that was unpermitted shop that was built is too close to the BPA easement, and they are also concerned with semi trailer that's parked under the transmission tower and various other outbuildings that have been built on the property around that area. The BPA advised that they would try to have someone here today, and it looks like Laura is here, and they would be able to elaborate more on what's going on with that property as far as the easement. On 6/15, Cesar Andrade and Celine Andrade met with the planning director and Planner Resix. That day they discussed options to rezone the property. Planner advised that they could file an application to rezone. However, it was unlikely that the Planning Commission would approve a spot zone change. Planner spent time looking into industrial parcels in the county, and Mr. Andrade indicated he would look for a different property. He would just need time to do so. He confirmed he would be at the meeting tonight, and him and Selena are both here tonight. Planners offered to meet any time with him to discuss zoning prior to the purchase of a property to make sure a trucking company could be on that property. It's the Planning Department staff's recommendation to revoke the permit, conditional use permit North 33919 at this time.
Just invite that applicant. Or any questions?
For any applicants. So at this point in time, the applicant or anyone that wants to speak in favor of this project, present testimony or evidence.
Thank you, Selena. Yes, right up here. Yes. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you all for having us today.
I am.
My dad, his daughter, oldest daughter.
Yep.
So we were just made aware about the Sony property, the more of the technical rules about it. We thought that before we're just having a home permit, we were going to be okay, but turns out to the letters we were not, so we're here to kind of make amends and see what we can do, because we do have this business that we do live off of. We've had for a couple years. We've had quite a few neighbors and friends that have been running a similar property to us, and so, yeah, that's kind of us.
Okay.
Any questions? Chair, may I ask a question?
Do we have any questions from the commission at this time?
So
it sounds like you're looking for a different property. Is that kind of the direction you're feeling like you need to go?
Yes, we feel like we need to have a different property, something along commercial or light industrial, so that way we don't run into any more problems. But we would certainly appreciate having more time so we can take out a loan, purchase a property, or perhaps like rent somewhere else. It's kind of an issue.
How much time are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking like a year.
No se sabe, estamos ver a ver, escoger un lugar también que nos sirva. Y ya venimos a ver aquí y sabemos que nos enseñaron donde podíamos, entonces estamos pensando cuándo.
We're not exactly sure, can't give you a definite time, but we have been looking. We definitely want to keep you guys updated. But as soon as we know we're coming close, I want to let you guys know. We would like to let you guys know.
I think people on the commission understand that, you know, this is your livelihood, and this is your operating business here, but at the same time, you understand the criteria for a rural residential. It's not intended to have a, you know, a business of this nature in that area.
Yeah, of course. We purchased this property. We didn't really know what it was for. We could have, of course, came here and asked you guys more about it. But now we're aware of the limitations and what we can do and what we can't do.
Entonces no sabíamos que no era para troques porque vemos que de que era troques y pedimos que se pueden vender.
Yeah, we really didn't know that we couldn't have semi trucks. And we saw other people around us purchasing semi trucks, having their own businesses, so we thought we could do the same thing.
Sure. So they've been super, the Andrades have been really helpful and really compliant. So if we could make a recommendation, they have acknowledged that they cannot meet the terms of their conditional use permit. So what staff would recommend is that you go ahead and revoke the permit and then defer to our compliance planner and the code enforcement process. And then Katie can just work directly with them as, you know, really as much time as they need. That's our really standard operating procedure. If somebody's in violation, the county just works with them. So it wouldn't have to come back to the Board of Commission or come back to the Planning Commission. She would just say, and we've tried to help them find other properties. So once you make that decision, then you're really done with it.
I have a question, Chair.
Yeah.
Are they able to operate their business without the home permit if we revoke it? Are they able to make a living without the home permit?
So it's a judgment call. We would say yes, as long as they are showing that they're making some progress.
Attempt to get another property and to relocate it.
Can they have that assurance?
Oh, it's a really good point. So yeah. I think we made that point clear, but does that make sense? Does your father understand?
See.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, my concern is, you know, how open-ended is something like this? You know, I don't have a problem with, you know, doing what you're saying. You give them some time, but I just don't want it to be a year or 2 years from now that nothing's changed. So how's that handled?
It's our first time dealing with somebody that had already had a conditional use permit, and now it's being revoked. So I think as long as they were showing progress for me as the compliance planner, was showing progress, and I don't see any regression, and it's something that's, you know, not knocking on the door of 2 years or something like that, or else it would end up in justice court.
Yeah.
I do have another point or question. I mean, if they're not allowed to continue making a living at it, they're unable to get a loan to continue.
Yeah,
so we really do need to ensure that they can continue to make a living. So
right.
Whether it's through making sure that maybe there's no dumping on the properties, garbage, whatever the cleanup process is to ensure that the neighborhood is kept up to standards, or whatever you, obviously this is the first time you just said we've gone through this process, but I don't want to take away what
they're likely
able them to continue.
Well, and with, in regards, and the BPA will be able to have their turn as well to speak, with the easement for the BPA, it's going to be crucial that they get a different property because the shop is encroaching on the easement to where potentially has to be taken down. And there's a possibility because of the way the easement goes through their property, they wouldn't even be able to store trucks on their property. So it's critical that they are trying to find, and so that's something that we want to help them with so that they can still make a living and can still accomplish this with either getting a loan or renting another place. And so we're willing to work with them as long as it is moving forward.
I'm not trying to get too far. Do we need to support a property like this today?
Actually, I have talked to the port director, and this project combined with our other neighborhood compliance project, we're going to go look at commercial and industrial property. But that's really the Boardman area. Irrigan has almost none. There's one industrial property, large industrial property in Irrigan. So it is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
So, and to Commissioner Killian's point, if you're more comfortable, we can, you know, say, you know, we encourage that you show progress within 6 months and, you know, continue to show progress. And as long as you're continuing to show progress, the next step would be to issue a citation if nobody's showing progress.
Right.
And then after a citation, then it would go to justice court. But it's, how many citations have you issued in the last year and a half?
Two.
It's pretty unusual.
And so it was to the same person, and I ended up in court with him, and with working with me and Judge Deal, we ended up getting him into compliance. Mm-hmm. It took several months, but we got him there.
We don't want to issue citations or send anybody to court. It just takes a lot of time and resources, and
I just don't want to be the person or on the board that discourages an enterprising person from running their own business.
And at the same time, we do want to be sensitive to the other people that live in the area that have bought property with the expectation that it's a rural residential, not commercial. So you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have a question. With that being said, are the conditions able to be followed during this time period? With no truck traffic late at night?
That's a really good point.
Keeping these conditions in mind when we move forward,
that's right.
Giving them more time to find property and to move their business
elsewhere. And
that's from
11 p.m. to, is it 7 a.m.?
7 a.m.
Yes.
to 11 p.m.
Yeah, there can't be any, so like in the shop, the loud noises for the noise, you wouldn't be able to do anything or have any trucks coming in and out during the middle of the night. Like, that's something that was probably the most complaints that we got was that. And then, was it 2 years ago for the
dumping of...
I haven't seen that recently.
Yeah. So, I just off the top of my head, there was at one point in Boardman down on the Columbia Drive, a shop. Is it being occupied right now or used? I mean, maybe that's one. I mean, that's totally. I don't want to get in there doing your job for you.
No, you're fine.
But there's. I thought there was a location that had an actual shop available down there.
Might be.
So, I don't think it's being used right now.
I'm not sure.
That might be an option. And I know there's several realtors, and the Boardman Chamber Director is real involved with commercial and industrial properties. She would be a good resource. We gave them names and phone and contacts for some people. There's a parcel that would be suitable just outside of the city limits here. I don't know. So they're actively looking.
Do you want me to share the tricks?
No, I don't think we need to go into that detail.
To work on your vehicles or do what needs to be done?
Yeah, for sure. We certainly were talking more about just working during those business hours. We didn't know what the business hours even were. So now that we know what times we are, we can definitely do a better job not driving in late, coming in too early in the morning, leave the trucks that go at the gas station if we come home too late, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the letter, you know, we can, and maybe you want to pass a motion that you revoke it and, you know, advise staff to give them adequate time so that they can relocate without closing down their business, but in the interim to comply with the conditions.
Could we ask for an update on a specific date from now?
We can report back, sure.
Yeah.
Like 6 months or something. 6 months goes by pretty fast when you're looking to relocate a business.
Yeah.
And it is a really good business, so from what we can tell. Okay.
and then I go on to ask for the other people that would like to testify at this point. But if you don't have anything further to say.
We thank you guys for this opportunity, for letting us come and kind of say our side. Now that we know more of what the rules are, we definitely want to be more compliant. Here, while we have some more time to look somewhere else. We've also done some things in the past to kind of help out our neighbors, because I know having semi-trucks in and out is a bother. We've definitely helped, like, put gravel on the roads. We've paid people to come in and fix the roads, because we do know it. The semi-trucks do run and come and go a lot. So we just hope that we can come to a consensus and
figure
something out soon.
Okay. That's very nice. And we've told them, and we'll tell you again, if we can help when you look at another property, we're happy to help you with that. Thank you.
So at this point in time, is there anyone who would like to speak that's neutral to this conversation?
Yes, I would.
Okay. You want to have come forward and say your name, or how do you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, you can sit down.
Or do you want to speak from there?
Come forward. No, I can step forward.
Okay.
I'm neutral in this, but you know this. I was at last month's planning commission. I was at the week after with Tamara for another compliance issue.
Hold on, just
okay.
A minute.
Yes, my name is Jonathan Tallman,
okay.
And I'm a Boardman, Oregon resident. I do have commercial property available. I want you to make note of that. I think this is the third or fourth time that I've said that. But I want everything to be evenly across the board, whether they're a small business like these people that have been in the community to me, you know, for the past 20 or 30 years. That's why we moved to Boardman in 1978 with my dad, or whether they're a billion or a trillion dollar company. All these little nuances that we're talking about should be evenly across the board communicated, as far as making sure that the permits and the processes not just glossed over, not just say, hey, oh well, we'll just give them a pass. My main goal is it's evenly across the board so that this gets done. And to say that we have not turned heads or we have not done everything appropriately, we know what's going on in this county. Most of you people know what's going on in this county as far as the inappropriate behaviors and the unethical behaviors. It just needs to be called out, repented of, and say, hey, what can we do going forward?
Well, let's not get too far off.
Yes, I know, but we need to make sure that it gets addressed, okay? Because everybody says, well, it's not my problem, or that's not my field, or that's not my job, or I'm just doing my job. Yeah. Well, this is my job as a citizen to say, It hasn't happened. It has not happened. And it really does make me sad, because I love this area. I want to stay in this area. I want to be involved in this community. And I thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else that's neutral on this?
The people from BPA might want... Did
Would
you talk
be,
to Laura?
I
haven't talked to Laura.
Opposition or in neutral?
I think BPA has neutral testimony or agency testimony. Laura, I haven't had the opportunity to speak with you. Did you want to share any comments?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to defer to our real property specialist, Luke Kinch, who's been assigned to this case to represent BPA from a real property perspective. So he can go into greater detail than I can. But our main concern is securing and mitigating any safety risk to our transmission assets. And some of these photos that I'm seeing, there's trailers being stored right under the tower and around the base of the tower. And this is, you know, could be a potentially catastrophic event if this were to catch fire or anything like that. So our concern would be getting this moved out from underneath our tower and away from the base of our tower as soon as possible. I know some discussions earlier in the conversation that, yes, that's great. That's the photo I'm looking at. Thank you. That's our foremost concern is upholding the security of our easement. And I'm going to pass over to Luke, who can go into a little more detail. Luke, if you're able to come off mute.
Hi, excuse me. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Good. My name's Luke Kinch. I'm a realty specialist with Bonneville Power. I'm new to this particular district, but I think Laura did a really good job of summarizing Bonneville's kind of the aspects that we look at. We're looking to preserve life safety for both the landowners and our maintenance crews. And we're also looking to preserve the reliability of our system. And so we just recently became aware of the situation out there. And so we've only, I think, seen photos. We haven't been out there on the ground to look at all the specifics, but some of what we've seen, like the shop, and it looks like a trailer parked under our steel lattice tower, we would view those as encroachments. The trailer that's underneath the tower interferes with our line crew's ability to access that structure safely in the event of an emergency. Or for routine maintenance. And excuse me, outbuildings that are in excess of 1,000 cubic feet, so that's a pretty small building, that would be a 10 by 10 by 10 foot shed, for example. So any outbuilding that's greater than 1,000 cubic feet or taller than 8 feet in height are prohibited from the BPA right-of-way because they're considered fire hazards. And they could also pose safety hazards to people who are occupying those facilities. The 1,000 cubic feet standard for outbuildings also applies to any flammable materials that are stacked in the right-of-way, again, because of the fire hazard issue. A couple other standards that I'll just share with the commission is that BPA requires that all conductive materials be at least 50 feet from where our transmission towers enter the earth, and that's because ground faults can happen. So hardware on the structures can fail, or lightning strikes can occur and allow, you know, a large amount of electricity to travel down that structure into the ground. And that's why we have that rule to keep conductive materials 50 feet away from the nearest point where any of those steel lattice structures enter the earth. And let's see, some of this is coming from our electrical engineer who oversees our compliance program. And then I've already addressed the last one, which she mentioned, which is prohibiting uses directly under the tower, such as that trailer that we're looking at. So as far as Bonneville is concerned, we handle these, we make contact with the landowner. We usually send a notice of encroachment, and we work with the landowner to move some of these encroachments. The shop looks like, from what I've seen from the aerial photos, like it likely is, well, I know that it's larger than 1,000 cubic feet, and it does look like it's within the right-of-way. So Bonneville would be trying to get any portion of that shop that's within the right-of-way removed. And those are kind of some of the general criteria, but any questions that the Planning Commission may have, we're here to do our best to answer those. And if we can't answer them, we can consult the experts.
I don't know if my question is for you or for the staff, but would these issues involve the Planning Commission, or is this an issue between BPA and the landowner?
The latter. Yeah. Right. So, you could take us to task and ask why we issued a permit for a building under a transmission line. We did not intentionally know that, but when we process a permit,
was a permit.
Yeah, so two things with that one. They show us their property, and we don't do research on other easements on property. That's the applicant's responsibility. we can be helpful and do some of that research. It wasn't even brought to our attention. But also, they built the shop without a permit, and so it was about halfway built. And then they came in for a permit. So it was kind of a double effort on that. But in terms of compliance with removing a portion of that building and complying with that easement, that's between BPA and the landowner. And I do have to say that the Andrades were buying this on contract, so they may not have gone through traditional title insurance. So I'd feel really badly because I think they just didn't have all the information and were just trying to run a good business. And so hopefully BPA will understand that also and, you know, be patient to get them into compliance as well.
It looks like a good learning opportunity for the Planning Commission staff to be more aware of BPA location.
Well, here's the thing. We do. Yes, we don't know where all those easements are,
but
sure. We're really, most of our maps, like the assessor's map that Stephen has up there, we can double check maps, but we don't run, we don't pull a deed on a property to identify where easements are when we issue a permit. That's the responsibility of the landowner. You know, this is a pretty tough example. We'll be more careful next time. We have a better idea of where they are. But you can see people around them avoided building or parking things under the easement for years. Used to be, back in the day, most of the plot plans were, we just enlarged the assessor's map, and we would have caught it that way. But we didn't. So, no, we have taken note and try to be helpful.
One thing, this is Luke again, one thing that I'd like to offer, and I emailed Katie, I think it's Katie Keeley, and I'm not sure, I got into the meeting just a little bit late, so I'm not sure if she's here, but I emailed Katie and let her know that in other areas where I've worked, BPA has established relationships with cities and counties, and some of those municipalities will routinely notify Bonneville anytime there's any sort of land use approval or building approval, and they'll just send us a notification. It takes the mm-hmm. you know, the effort out of your hands and kind of puts that on us, and we can look at those applications and decide if BPA facilities are relevant in that area or not. Yeah, then we can proceed accordingly. So it's something that may be very easy for you to send to a point of contact that I can give you, and we can look at those on our own and hopefully provide help so that takes that burden away from you guys. So we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, thank you. That's helpful. Thank you.
So I think with your issues with regard to the use of the land, we'll just leave that to the BPA to deal mm-hmm. with the landowners. At this point, if there's any further neutral testimony, if not, then if there's any testimony in opposition at this time, we could hear that. Okay. And then if the commissioners have any further questions for the staff.
And then rebuttal your next page.
What's that?
Then your next page.
Yeah, okay.
So, yep.
We're out of order too, I noticed. But.
No, I think you're good. Right there.
Okay, yeah. So do you have anything that you would like to say at this time that you thought of?
Yeah, we would love to work with you guys, the planning committee, with Bonneville, to kind of figure out what we need to do. Mm-hmm. As long as we stay in contact with them, I think we should be okay. Take down what we need to take down, clean up what we need to clean up. It's good that now we're aware, now we know what we need to change so we can change it. Sorry for the
bother, son.
We're
going to
do better.
We're sorry, too. Yeah.
Okay. And so I ask if anyone would like to continue this hearing or hold up the record open. And if not, we'll close the public hearing.
And staff outlined a couple of options. So one is to revoke the permit. And that's the one we recommend. And then if you want to make a motion that, you know, you ask us to come back and report in six months, you can. And if you want to include some directive to, you know, be patient at work with them.
I'm just going to sit here and worry about them.
I know. Sounds like Mary. Yeah, we don't either.
So it's critical to our area and our.
It sure is. Mm-hmm.
Right. We don't want to discourage it.
Your comments are on the record. We understand your point.
It's up to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we call for a motion for a decision at this point.
Yes. Yes.
I'll make a motion that we revoke the CUPM-339-19, and staff will revisit this, and I guess let us know